Cold Hard Truth by Lara E. Sims. Narrated by Nathan Beatty. Copyright 2013 by Lara E. Sims. Part 1. Trials and Tribulations. Prologue. Some people say the truth is preferable to lies, but personally I would rather be given a comforting lie than face an undeniable truth. Newsflash. Truth hurts. Hits like a cold, hard bullet between the eyes. Preparation is impossible. It is better to live in blissful ignorance. Ignorance is like a cool, relaxing breeze. However, everyone to themselves. I would rather let you be the judge. Only with judgment can there be a form of justice and some kind of healing. Healing and scar tissue, hand in hand. Scar tissue lingers and causes poisonous hate, spreading poison in the veins, leading to eventual death of the soul. Chapter 1. Was this fair? D.I. Ivor Gunn wondered as he stood outside the courthouse waiting for the trial of the century to start. Even now he was having his doubts. Had they got the right defendants? His superior officers didn't seem to care. But Ivor worried that Zachary Mayhew and Daniel Webb were being made scapegoats of. And just who benefited in that scenario? Nobody. There was no justification. However, the crime figures had tripled, and the crime solution rate had tanked. His superior officers wanted to make it seem that they were arresting people, innocent or guilty. The public were losing faith in the system. He still had nightmares about this particular case. He couldn't get away from it. Now he understood how his predecessor, former D.I. Stephen Potter, had felt about the Hunter case. Every police officer going through Hendon Police College made a case study of that case. Darren Hunter had been D.S. Potter's childhood friend. His wife Laurel had gone missing at the hands of the notorious Timberlake family. Darren had been warned not to tell anyone, but Stephen had worked things out. He had got involved and that had set off a deadly chain of events. He had stuffed things up spectacularly. Stephen had been conflicted and that was never a good thing. Bad decisions were made that way. Laurel had been found drugged up to the eyeballs. Some new drug, developed by the Timberlakes, running through her veins, bleeding profusely. Stephen had managed to defuse the situation, but Laurel had only just pulled through, quite literally by the skin of her teeth, and thanks largely to the expert skills of Dr. Adrian Benson. Though surgery was not his day job, he did go to theater occasionally and immerse himself up to his elbows in blood, guts, and gore. D.S. Stephen Potter had been suspended, pending an inquiry into the handling of the case. Though eventually cleared of any wrongdoing, he had been required to undergo an intense course of therapy if he wished to return to work. He had completed the therapy with little verbal complaint, but inwardly he had been fuming, feeling it to be unfair and an injustice. Over the next few months, the Hunters had both lived through a dangerous game of hide-and-seek, duck-and-dive. However, the Seeker had found the Hunted. Luke Timberlake had been unable to beat them, but Tristan Timberlake, the gang leader's nephew, had delivered the fatal blow. He himself had now joined that status, presumably in hell. Hopefully he was toasty warm. Ivor shuddered to think what that death had been like. Had they experienced psychic horror? What was it like to die? Was it painful? Questions such as this had raced round most of the force's mind. The coup de grace had driven Stephen over the edge. He had never been the same since. His mind had virtually snapped. Several hospital visits later and he was slowly starting to recover. The best way to think of it was hope it was quick and clean. No suffering. Everyone would one day face Judgment Day. Would they pass the test? The only saving grace was that Darren's nephew, Cameron, a member of the Armed Response Unit, had got a personal revenge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?